Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to
it's so high, and it's okay. No matter what may happen, I must stand,
we need to follow God. Hallelujah. And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Hallelujah. As we leave year 2020 and move into year 2021, remember, we must still follow God as dear children. We must always remember that we have a Heavenly Father that is concerned about us. In Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 and 2, verse 2 says, walk in love. I know that sometimes it's difficult to love the unlovable. I know sometimes it's difficult to love people that have lied on us, that have done things to try to destroy us. But we must walk in love as Christ has loved us. Christ endured so many things while he walked on the face of the earth. He was lied on. So many things happened to him. Even the death on the cross, he was crucified for us. He gave himself for us. The Bible says he gave up the ghost. He died for us. We need to walk in love. Some of us hadn't experienced everything that Jesus experienced. But we have experienced some things. But Jesus took on all of our sin. Jesus took on all of our wrong. Back on the cross, perfect sacrificial lamb. So that we don't have to offer up lambs and turtle doves and all of those sacrificial acts that the people in the Old Testament had to do. Jesus took it all. He paid it all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we need to stop fellowshipping with the unfruitful works of the darkness of this world. Some of us still want to hang on to people that don't want to be saved. Some of us still want to hang on in relationships where your partner wants you to commit sin with them. Still want to hang on with them. But it's time to walk away. The Bible says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful work of darkness. If you're in darkness, you cannot see the light of Jesus. Because light was dispelled, ignored by dark situation. But the Bible says that men love darkness more than light. They rather be in darkness than be enlightened about Jesus and walking in the light so that you know the truth of the word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So how can we be equipped? How can we be equipped? We know that we need to not fellowship with the worthless work of darkness. But we also need to put on some things. 21. there were some spirit-filled believers that got sick and did not. There were some spirit-filled believers that transitioned in 2020. And there were some unbelievers that transitioned too. So in 2021, we don't know what we're going to encounter, what we're going to be confronted with. But we need to trust God through everything and we need to be equipped. We need to be equipped. And there's a thing that the Bible talks about. Paul wrote to the church of Ephesus to tell them that they need to put some things in. That they need to be equipped. Information he shared with the church. Earlier in chapter 6. But I like that word finally, because we're moving from the last day of 2020 and we're moving into a new year. Paul says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power, finally. At the end of 2021, Paul encourages you and I encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, not your own power, not the power of the government, not the power of the scientists, but in the power of and the might of the Lord. And Paul goes on and he begins to tell the members of the church of Ephesus that you need to put on the armor. If we were getting ready, if we want to treat them like you're going into a battle, you need to have some armor on. And Paul said, put on the whole armor of God. Because there are things that need to be covered. That you need to do. You need to be equipped to handle what you're going to face in 2021. Now, Paul says that that you may be able to the manipulation, the deception of the devil. The devil exists. He still got his plan to be like God. He still got his plan. But we have to put on the whole armor of God so that we can stand, so that we can endure whatever is going to happen in 2021. And then Paul goes on and tells them not against flesh and blood. He had to say, you're not putting this armor on to go out and fight a physical battle. A physical war. Because what you're fighting and what you're going to have to fight in 2021 is against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the dark world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what we're going to be wrestling and being confronted with in 2021. Paul is talking about. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, starting with the 13th verse, and going down to the 17th verse, it talks about these types of armor. And I'm going to talk to you why you need to put that armor on and keep it on as you go into 21. Paul says, talks about the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. The helmet covers our heads. and he calls it the helmet of salvation. You need to know that you are saved. As you go into 2021, you need to be saved, and you need to know that you're saved. And if you're not saved, you need to ask God to save you before 2021 comes in. Or if you're listening to me in the beginning of 2021 and you're not saved, you need to ask the Lord to save you. To save you. You need to know, 21, that you're one of God's children. You have to have an assurance to know that you are one of God's children. One of God's children. You have to know. Not think a member of the church for my grandmother was. You have to know within your heart that you're saved. Put on that helmet of salvation. Put on the breastplate of righteousness. It's time out to be evil. You need to be right with the Lord. You need right or that kind of heart for the Lord. You need to be right. You need to put on heavy loins girded with truth. Word of God and wrap it around you. Have know the truth. The truth is in the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you into all truth. Let that truth be wrapped around you so that you're not deceived by the enemy, by the tricks of the enemy. Know the truth. Know the truth. Hallelujah. Have your feet to the gospel of the preparation of peace, and I call it, put your peace in there. Don't always run into the debates and arguments and violence. Walk in the peace of God. In the Beatitudes in Matthew, it says, blessings are the peacemakers in the neighborhood, causing confusion in the family. We're supposed to be walking in peace. Trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he's looking for more armor that we need to put on. The shield of faith. The shield is, you can picture the soldiers in the past. How they had their shield. You even see police that are called to riot scenes. They have a shield, and the shield is supposed to protect the virus. The shield that Paul is talking about is a faith shield. A faith shield from what the enemy is trying to make you believe. The enemy wants you to feel that you are hopeless, and that you are defeated, and that you're not going to win. The enemy wants you to think that you're on a losing team. But I'm here to say to you that you are more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ, our Lord. That you're more than a conqueror. That you're on the winning side. You have to have your face shield. Face shield has to grow from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, whether you're 4 feet, 8, 5 feet, 4, 6 feet, 7, or 7 feet, 2 inches. Your face shield has to cover you, that no matter what dart, no matter what word, no matter what approaches you from the enemy, no matter what lie approaches you, that your faith is so strong in the Word of God that you can quote the word back to the devil. Hallelujah. Let's expand our faith shield. I believe in faith, and that's it. Let's expand our faith shield so that we can stand. Stand in 2021. And one more weapon that we need to have in our arsenal. That we need to be equipped with the sword, which is the word of God. Yes, I talked about faith, the faith shield, and what goes along with the faith shield is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We need to swing the word. Just like they swing the sword and they pierce the enemy with the sword in battles and they cut, we need to cut the devil with the word of God. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Hallelujah. You begin to quote the word, and as your mouth speaks the word, enemies doubt and attack on your life. We must enter 2021. Equipped with the whole armor of God. You gotta trust God. He's got to be totally equipped so that we will not be deceived. There's a lot of deception going on. We must hold on to God. We must hold on to our faith in God. We must develop and increase our relationship with God. That we are doing His will. Jesus said, I am here to do the will of my Father. We have to be willing to do God's will for our life. We have to say, whatever you want me to say, I'll say. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Wherever you want me to go, I'll go. As you enter into 2021, I'm available, I am equipped to do the work of the Lord. I'm not going to depend upon somebody else. What can I do? What can I do to represent you? What gift have you put in me that I can be able to share it and encourage people within my environment? You have listened to this message today on Be Equipped. The message came from the book of Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 1 and 2. And then we went on over to Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verse 11. And then we moved on to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and we looked at verses 10 through 17. And the last verse that we're going to look at is Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 18, that says, pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Pray. Pray in the Spirit. Let me pray with your mouth closed. Still pray. Because sometimes you may be in an environment that you can't pray out loud, but you can still pray with your mouth closed. You can take authority over that environment with your mouth closed. Pray. Pray always with Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all things. Watch, intercede, pray. Pray for saints all over the world. Pray for the unsaved person all over the world. Pray for the doctors and the nurses and the healthcare workers and the frontline people. Pray for those that are working from home, the children that are being schooled from home. Pray for all the students that are in the classroom, the teachers that are in the classroom. Pray for your neighbors. hallelujah. Pray one for another. Pray for salvation. Pray, keep our leaders lifted up in prayer. In the United States, we're going to have Biden and Harris. Keep them lifted up in prayer. Prayer. And if you don't know Jesus in the heart of your sins, say, Lord, forgive me for my sins. Save my soul. I don't want to enter 2021 without being saved. Save me. Save me. Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray a prayer covering over the world. Lord, you know what's going on and you know the plan of the devil. But Lord, I ask in every believer under the sound of my voice that they will trust you and that they will hold on to you and that they would keep their armor on as they go into 2021 and while they're in 2021 as well. Staying equipped to do the will of God through Jesus Christ. Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Dr. Wenda Speak the Word. I hope it was encouraging to you. And don't forget to stay.
Oh, it's all right.